Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Postal QB Grayson McCall, who joins us here on the Mac Attack. Grayson, thank you so much for coming on. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on this morning.
All right, so what are you up to right now, right? It's kind of the calm before the storm. Like, what is your daily schedule right now? What are you doing for fun? What kind of work are you putting in? Like, what take? I know you're going to be shocked by this, but Bone and I were not stud quarterbacks in college football. So take me through what you're doing right now. What's going on?
Yeah, man. So we've been rolling for about 2 weeks now. You know, team runs in the morning, followed by, you know, pretty heavy team lift. Today, like a Wednesday, is kind of our off day, so we're up here early. We're going to have team meetings, get together and run some player-led meetings, watch some tapes, some games, and some practice from this past season. And then, like I said, today's Wednesday, our off day, so we'll probably get some yoga in on the field, a little stretch, stuff like that. And so we're out here pretty early, finish up around noon, and then, you know, making sure everyone's eating right and getting the right things in their body. And then we're kind of just hanging out the rest of the days. You know, right now in the summer, it's been really hot down here. So me and the guys have been, you know, taking advantage of that, going fishing with the guys, going down to the beach, just kind of hanging out, man, and enjoying the weather down here right now.
Grayson, you and Coach Chadwell have become a really great combo in growing the program. What makes him so special to play for?
Yeah, man, he's a great coach. You know, he's been running this offense and doing this stuff for a long time. So he's a really great leader. He brings guys along, and he's really easy to play for. He's easy to go out and fight for each and every week. So all the guys love him, and, you know, we're still building around here and hoping for another really good year.
What are your expectations for this season? Like, I definitely am looking forward to seeing what step you make personally. You guys did lose some talent, you know, last year off that offense. Like, how are you feeling, and what are your expectations and goals for this season?
Yeah, you know, we look at the schedule, we don't see a team that we can't beat if we come in and play Coastal Carolina football. So, you know, the kind of the standard around here now is, you know, winning games and bringing championships back to Conway. So, you know, we fully expect to do that again this year, and, you know, we're going to go out with that chip on our shoulder and, you know, just play good ball, man. We hope to play 12, maybe 13 games this year and just keep that ball rolling.
We're talking to Porter Ridge product and current Coastal Carolina quarterback Grayson McCall here on Sports Radio 92.7 FNZ. Grayson, in a time of so much quarterback movement, the portals change the game. How much pride do you take that you're staying at one school and you're going to finish what you started at Coastal Carolina?
Yeah, man, I think it's really important to me. And, you know, my decision process came down to it there towards the end of last year. You know, there's a lot of buzz about me going different places and, you know, some different schools reaching out to me and, you know, some of my coaches and stuff like that. But ultimately, it just came down to, you know, the place that gave me my first opportunity. You know, I love it here. I love what we do. I love my teammates. I love my coaches, man. I just really want to leave a legacy here and give back to this school, you know, the great opportunity they gave me, you know. I tell kids all the time, you know, you don't need a bunch of offers. You need one school to take a chance on you and give you that opportunity, and it can really change your life. And that's what this place has done for me. So, you know, I owe this place the world.
Hey, Grayson, I'm gonna tell on some of our listeners here because
I like this idea.
I feel a bond with you. I'm a Union County man myself. That's where my family lives. I know you're a Union County guy. And I might be Sun Valley. You might be Porter Ridge, but that's all right. We can look past that. We tweeted out yesterday that you were coming on, right? And you know, there's a ton of App State fans around here, right? So they start taking shots. We want Chase Price on, man. Why are you putting him on from all the way down there at the beach? And then they start calling you the Beach Chickens. Apparently, that's their affectionate nickname for their rival. This is a real rivalry, isn't it, with you guys? You've played some great games against them. Each one won over the last couple years. There's tons of talent, great coaches. Like, this, it's beach versus mountains. Like, how real is this rivalry right now for y'all?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could call it a rivalry. You know, obviously they don't really like us that much. you know, we could probably say the same about them. But, you know, whenever we see them on the schedule, man, it's just another football game. You know, it's usually a pretty good environment, a lot of crazy people, you know, a lot of pride from both schools. So it's always fun playing those guys up from the mountains. And, you know, we enjoy it, man. So excited to play those guys this year.
Yeah. Grayson, you mentioned crazy environments. What about the one that you experienced for your home games? For those of us that have not been there for a Coastal football game, what's it like on a game day there? And do you ever just from the sidelines look up and into the stands and think, what is going on? What is going on right now in the stands?
Yeah, no doubt, man. So obviously 2020, when we had our really good season, they had capacity limits and stuff like that because of the COVID rules. So, you know, those really big games on, like, for example, the college game day that we had against BYU, there was a 5,000 person limit. So it was still insane loud, you know, people going nuts. You would have thought there was 20,000 here, but really there was only 5,000 just because of how loud and excited the people are. But, you know, last year we finally got to fill this thing out and had some big games, especially under the light. The Chanticleer fans down here, they love watching games under the lights, man. So, you know, it's good when you're out there to just kind of take a breath and look around and take it all in and look at all the fans supporting us. You know, it's been amazing to see this place grow the past couple years. So hopefully we can sell this place out every week this year.
The hair is growing, too, for a lot of fans and players on your squad, though, with mullets, right?
It is. They are growing, no doubt.
Mullet Central there, man. See, it got to be a fun place. That's got to be a fun place to go to school. By the beach, brother. I would think you enjoy yourself a little bit there.
Yeah, man, we love it here, and we want to trade it for the world. So we're in a great position down here in Conway.
Now we got some high school football fans that are all asking the same question. They want you to talk a little bit about your battles with Sam Howe. I just mentioned, you know, Porter Ridge, Sun Valley, and that rivalry. I know you guys played like an overtime. I mean, just a thriller. Right. What was it like? What were those battles like? And that's got to be lifelong memories, right? Whether the games you won or lost, like, that had to be special for you.
Yeah, no doubt. So a lot of people don't know. Obviously, they know that we played each other in high school, but me and Sam have actually been playing against each other since about seventh grade, football and basketball, and even a little baseball. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, he's a great player. I can't speak enough about, you know, the things he's done for not only Union County, Charlotte, and obviously North Carolina, but, you know, always loved competing against that guy. You know, it was kind of, you know, made up bad blood in high school because I was always compared to him. But, yeah, you know, we were pretty good friends. We trained together. We both trained with Anthony Boone, and he's great, man. We pushed each other, and, you know, it was always really fun competing against him. My junior year, it was a battle. I think we went into two or three overtimes, and, you know, Sam went for 6 touchdowns and I went for 5. And, you know, we scored again and went for a 2-point conversion and came up a little short. So they won a couple of them. And, you know, we got the better side of a couple of those games. But, yeah, once again, I can't say enough about Sam. You know, wish him the best of luck going forward. So
that's definitely cool. When you guys were younger and played baseball, who was the better baseball player?
Oh, man. Sam was a really good baseball player, really good pitcher, always had, you know, pretty big bat. I was more of a, you know, a faster guy, maybe a little less power, but, you know, I was really good in the field, and maybe you'll get a single or two from me here and there.
Okay. Now, what about hoops? Did you get them in hoops?
All right. So I would probably say I'm the better hoops player.
There we go. I just wanted you to brag a little bit, you know.
Right. I can at least say that.
Grayson, will your competitive nature have you keeping up with the other great quarterbacks this season around us? Devin Leary, Sam Hartman, Spencer Rattler now in Columbia. Are you just zoned in on what you're doing? Or are you going to look around and think, how are you stacking up with these other guys?
Yeah, man. I mean, I like to, you know, kind of keep up with the other guys just to see how they're doing. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's me versus me. I'm my greatest competitor. And, you know, Grayson McCall is the only person standing in front of Grayson McCall. So, you know, if I focus on myself and I do the things I need to do, you know, I think there's a lot of success in my near future. But obviously wish those guys the best of luck, and, you know, I like watching them a little bit when I get the time.
All right, dude. Well, hey, good luck to you, man. You seem like a great kid. We had a blast talking to you. It's someone we keep an eye on here and watch, and we wish the best for you and Coastal this year, man. Good luck, and thanks for coming on.
I really appreciate it. You guys take care. All right.